Welcome to the Finding Wellness podcast. My name's Megan. I'm a wife, mom, and holistic wellness coach. I have a passion for helping women, particularly moms, prioritize themselves and their general well-being. Because when we take the time to take care of ourselves, everyone wins. My goal with this podcast is to finally help you figure out what works for you to support your overall well-being. And because health is so much more than the size of our body, no topic will be off limits. We're talking about relationships, mental health, even things like finances, because it all plays a role. Some opinions and research shared here might work for you, and some definitely won't. So I encourage you to stay curious, be open to experimenting a little, and take what serves you and leave what doesn't. Let's get to it. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Finding Wellness podcast. My name is Megan. I'm your host. And as always, I am so happy to hear you. Easy for me to say. I'm so happy to have you here with me today. I say this all the time, but I truly do know how important your time is and how little of it you have. So any time that you choose to spend here truly does mean the world to me. So if you're loving these episodes, please reach out to me on Instagram. If you're not yet already signed up for the email list, go ahead and do that. I'll be reaching out from time to time. You can always email me back there as well. But I really just want to stay connected with you. And then, of course, if you're loving this and you have someone else in your life that you think might benefit from this message too, I would absolutely love for you to share this with them as well. That's how we grow. And really just the more people that we can include in the conversation, I think the better. So with that, this is funny to me because I feel like I recorded an episode not that long ago where I talked about like, you don't need to do your gyms, like summer shred, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's okay if you do, obviously, but make sure that you're in like the right headspace. And then shortly after that, I joined my gym's summer shred program. And it wasn't, I don't even know if they called it like a shred. They've been referring to it within the gym as like a nutrition challenge, a 4-week nutrition challenge. But it was essentially, I guess, like a summer shred type of situation, right? Let's call it what it is. And when they started talking about it, I was like, oh, hell no, I'm not doing that. Like, I'm not doing that. I'm in a good spot right now. Like, I don't need to do that. I'm not doing that. And then I had a meeting with my accountability coach there, and we had a conversation about, you know, my goals. And some of my goals were like increasing my protein, drinking more water, like all of that kind of stuff. And then something we did not talk about, but another goal that I did have was focusing on my movements and my activity outside of the gym. Because before I joined this gym in March, I was walking a lot. Almost every single day, I was walking either on my treadmill or outside, you know, at least a mile or a couple of miles. And sometimes I would do that in addition to a workout, but sometimes that would like count. I would count that as like my activity or my workout for the day. And now that I've been going to the gym, I'm noticing, particularly because it's summertime and it's hotter, even though I don't mind the heat, but it's just harder to get like a midday walk in when you know you're going to need a shower when you get back. So I haven't been walking as much, but I have been going to the gym, but my steps, like my daily activity, my overall activity is down, right? So I was like, okay, I need to be moving throughout my day and like outside of the gym. Nothing crazy, but I do need to increase my activity. So that was an area that I wanted to focus on. And because she is my coach and a trainer, and because of what she does for a living, we had to talk about, you know, my weight loss goals. And I think I shared a little bit about this here, but just to recap, I don't have any specific weight loss goals. And I know I talked about this in the last episode. So if you haven't listened to episode 150, go back and listen to that where I talked about like it's okay to have body goals and to have a specific weight loss goal or target that you want to hit. Like, none of that is necessarily wrong, but I recently had this mindset perspective of like, okay, I know that I felt my strongest and my, like, some of my most confident when I was within this weight, right? This like specific weight, not the weight that I am now, but a certain specific weight. But like that person who I was when I was at that target was a completely different person, and I wouldn't go back there if you gave me $1 million, right? I'd much rather be in the mindset of the person that I am now, even if that means that I stay in a slightly like larger body. And I think that's okay. But I shared this number with the trainer, and she was like, okay, you know, increase your protein, blah, blah, blah. We have that conversation. And then she says, you know, the summer, you know, whatever they called it, I forget what they were calling it at the beginning, but towards the end, it was referred to as the nutrition challenge. She's like, you know, that starts tomorrow. You should think about signing up. And I was like, ugh, I should sign up. Like, the peer pressure, man, will get you when you are in a gym environment. Peer pressure will get you to do all kinds of things, right? So I'm like, okay, I sign up. I pay the extra fee to participate. And the last time I participated in one of these challenges was years ago. And I don't remember exactly how many years ago, but it was like the thing that kind of pushed me over the edge and ultimately led to me leaving this same gym. And it was because my mindset at the time was so focused on hitting a target weight. And I just, month after month, just was not getting there. And I felt like I was working so hard. I was doing all of the things. I was watching people around me, quote unquote, cheat on their diets all the time. Because at the time, I was bartending at a local bar in town. And these other women who were doing the same thing that I was doing at the same gym that I was doing. So I know what program they're on. I know all the things that I'm not supposed to be doing or not supposed to be having. And here I am serving them their drinks, serving them their food. And I'm like, what is happening here? Like, why is it that you can eat these things and do these things and still like lose weight at the end of this program? And here I am like staying the same or gaining. Like, and I just was not in the space to dissect that at all, or I got really frustrated, and for lots of other reasons, you know, finances are always a concern, things like that. I was just like, I can't, this isn't working for me anymore. And I stopped going to the gym altogether. I had no gym membership. I kind of was just like on my own, left to my own devices. And for a while that was okay. But, you know, inevitably over the years, I was like less and less structured in my routine. I fell really heavy into cardio because that's my preference. And then that went to the wayside. And then I ended up in the position that I'm in back at the same gym. And I'm really happy to be back there because it really is a positive environment. The trainers really do care. The workouts are challenging and they're fun. All of that, right? And so I went into this 4-week challenge with a much different mindset. Before, what I would do is I would stick to like the program, the nutrition program, as much as possible. And this is also worthy of noting, their nutrition guidelines and guidance has shifted. Also, before it was very I found it to be very like restrictive with calories, things like that, carb intake, all of that kind of stuff, where now it's much more focused around like building a plate that includes all of the macronutrients and getting some micronutrients in there, which I think is just one, easier to implement, two, less restrictive. It allows for more like freedom and creativity and all of that. I just think overall it's better. And I've been kind of on that path anyway. So before I would like try and like stick to the program, but then when I could see it wasn't working for me, I would try and justify the things that I was doing. And like we weren't seeing eye to eye, like my trainer, whoever it was, and me, I was like, I can't, like that number of calories is just never gonna work for me. I can't do that. And they're like, well, then you're just not gonna lose weight. And that was like a very frustrating experience for me. Whereas now I'm not focused on calories at all. Like I said, I'm focused on getting a certain amount of protein at every single meal. And if I have a snack, getting protein in there as well, things like that. And I'm not skipping the strength exercises like I used to. I used to avoid days that were just solely focused on strength like the plague. I hated it. Whereas now I go 5 or 6 days a week without question every single week. With, you know, an exception here and there, but I never like look at the calendar and think like, oh, I don't like today's workout, so I'm not going to go. It comes more from a place of like, I really need the extra sleep or recovery, or like I just can't make it work in my schedule today, more so than like I don't want to do a strength workout. So this time I went into the shred or whatever with the mindset of like, I just need some extra accountability, because it's so easy for me, I'm sure for you too, this time of year to just like not think about your nutrition, right? We're at the beach a lot. We're on the go a lot. We're celebrating birthdays. It was my birthday. It was my sister's birthday. It was, you know, just general summer fun, right? July is always a really tough month for me to quote unquote stay on track. And so what I did not do this time was I did not say, oh, I can't have dessert when I get together with my family. I did not say, you know, I can't drink at all for the next 30 days. I did not say, no carbs at dinner. I didn't say I wasn't allowed to have a certain number of carbs at all. Like I didn't do any of that taking away type of stuff. What I did do was focus on getting more of certain things, more vegetables, more protein. And again, that's kind of how they are structuring their nutrition program right now anyway. So are my goals aligned with their program and the way it's structured? So that is, I think, a really important piece to consider if you are going to be hiring a coach or joining a gym or whatever. Make sure that the way that they do things aligns with the way that you want to do things for yourself. But the challenge ended today, and I am proud to say that I did lose 2 pounds in the 4 weeks, and it was all fat, no muscle. I didn't lose any muscle. I didn't gain any muscle, but I didn't lose any muscle. And if you've been listening to the last few episodes, you know how hard that is for me and how important that is to me to maintain muscle mass right now. Like I would rather not lose any weight at all than to sacrifice losing muscle, right? And when you're in too much of a restriction mode, you are also going to lose muscle. So that was really important to me, and I'm really proud of myself because I did fully participate in everything. I did have dessert at every birthday celebration. You know, I did I can say I fully participated in every outing without feeling like, oh, I'm not allowed to have that. If I chose not, I did choose not to have things, but it was never from a place of, oh, I really want that, but I can't. I'm on this thing at the gym, I can't, right? It was more from a place of, like, I just don't want that. It doesn't sound good to me right now. I'm not going to have it just to be polite, right? And when I used to hear people talk like this and say things like, oh, I lost weight and I had cake, I would get so annoyed and so frustrated. And so I hope that you're not having this reaction. I hope that you're understanding where I'm coming from with this perspective that, for me, I feel like this mindset shift from being solely focused on being as small as I can be to being as strong as I can be has been a huge shift, and it's made it so much easier for me to, quote unquote, stay on track, right? And I did. I skipped workouts this month. There was like 2 days in a row that I was like, well, I'm not gonna make it today. I need my extra sleep, right? And I think it's also important to note that it was not a consistent drop. Like, it was not a consistent steady drop over the last 4 weeks. So something else that we did as part of the challenge was to weigh ourselves every day. And I think for the right person, that's an okay thing to do. For some of us, don't, right? It might not be the best thing, because here's what happens. I went up. So I weighed in at the beginning of the month, and then I went up a couple pounds, and then I just over the last week dropped down again. And it just so happened to fall that I weighed in right after my period ended to start off the challenge, and then my weight continued to drop through my follicular phase, and then through my ovulation and luteal phase, it went up, 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 and then I got my period and it dropped way down again. And that is just the natural cycle that my body tends to do things. And so I know now not to feel bad about that number. It's just numbers. It's just data. I can see that over, you know, the last couple of months, I'm still trending down, even though my weight does go up and it does fluctuate. For the Megan 5 years ago, that would have sent me into next week. If I would have been like, again, going to my sister's birthday party and not having a drink with her and not having dessert and like being really careful about what I choose on the dinner menu, and then I get on the scale 3 days later and I'm up 3 pounds, that would have sent me into next week. I would have been so fucking pissed, right? But this time around, I was like, well, obviously that makes sense that I'm up a couple pounds. I've been, you know, having all of these things. I've been, you know, whatever. It's this time of the month, you know, hormonally, like all of this makes sense. I'm not going to do anything like specifically to like punish myself or whatever. This is just data. We're just collecting data, moving on, right? And because I already had my meals planned and for the most part prepped, I've gotten really good about making that part of my routine. It just made it so much easier for me to, I hate saying stay on track, but that's really what it was, right? And it was just that extra layer of accountability to help me do that. And so I say all this to say that I hope you don't think that I'm a hypocrite for doing my gym's summer shred after I went on that whole rant about not jumping right into that and feeling like you have to, because it, like I said, it really did come from a different place this time, and I was not attached to I wasn't attached to losing weight as a measure of success. For me, a simple maintaining of weight would have been a success for this time of year and this month in particular. That would have been a win. And so to go to the gym 5 or 6 days a week and to be mindful of your nutrition, 2 pounds over 4 weeks might sound like that is a lot of work for not a lot of return. Like for some of you, I know that was me at one point. I wanted quicker, faster results, right? But those results, I'm gonna say this until I'm blue in the face. Quick results are not sustainable results. If you lose weight too quickly, you're going to also be sacrificing muscle. That's really not where you want to be in this day and age. This, you know, if you're in your, you know, any age really, but particularly us, you know, mid to late 30s and beyond, we cannot be sacrificing our muscle for this, especially just for the sake of being smaller. So, then in addition to that challenge that I did with my gym, another health coach friend of mine was doing a movement challenge within her membership, which I'm also a part of. So I committed to doing 10,000 steps a day because some of the other options were like strength training 3 days a week, which I already do, or like there's something else in there that I pretty much already do. So I was like, okay, I'll do the 10,000 steps thing since that's in line with also wanting to increase my activity. And over the course of 10 days, I only hit 10,000 steps twice. And so you might consider that to be like a major failure. But for me, I didn't hit 10,000 steps, but over that course of time I did get my period. So the 2 days leading up to my period and the day that I get my period are always, 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 always my least active. And I'm okay with that, right? So I didn't push myself or overexert myself during that time, which I'm proud of, but my overall general movement was way up. My overall exercise was way up, and my daily steps nearly doubled every single day, right? So even though I didn't hit that specific target of 10,000 steps per day, my everything else improved, right? So the bottom line is, I think these challenges serve a purpose. I think they can be fun if you come to them with the right attitude and you're in the right environment in the first place. I think they can also be really damaging and really detrimental. So I think we do need to be careful with them, and how often we do them and who we do them with and all of that kind of stuff. The bottom line is that just because you didn't like hit your goal, whatever goal that was, whether it was something that you do have control over, like something like how much movement you did or how many workouts you did or something more along those lines, or something you don't have as much control over, which is how much weight you lost over the last couple of months, I think that tracking and measuring and paying attention to trends is really, really important over time, whether you're doing a challenge or not, right? Because if we're not tracking, we don't have any data to work with. And so then when something is not working or we're not feeling great, we don't know where to go or what to do because we don't have any data to support our decisions. We're just working off of emotion, which is where a lot of us get into trouble, right? So those are my takeaways from my recent summer challenges that I participated in. Let me know if you can connect with any of this, if you've recently done a summer shred challenge with your gym. I'd love to see or hear about your experience and your results. Like I said, I know that there are some people out there that didn't hit their goals and aren't feeling great about them, and to you, I would say, like, just ask yourself, like, what is the important thing right now? Like, is the important thing that you lose 5 pounds, or is the important thing that you're being consistent with your workouts? Or is the important thing that you are getting in your protein at every single meal, or that you're drinking less, you know, alcohol or caffeine and drinking more water? Like, find something to focus on that is within your control, and just be okay with slow progress, right? Slow progress is still progress. It's not as fun sometimes. It's not as sexy. It doesn't get that dopamine going, right? Like some of these other like immediate response type of things. But the difference is you have control here. Whereas if you're just focused on the scale and what it's doing, you don't necessarily have control over what the scale does and what your body does and does not choose to do based on whatever's going on internally, right? You can only focus on and control what you have control over. So anyway, I'm going to stop. I'm going to leave you with that. And until next time, take care. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. I love connecting with you and hearing about what resonates with you. If you connected with something in this episode, do me a favor and screenshot it and share it to your Instagram stories and tag me at Megan E. Wellness so we can chat about it. This helps me continue to create content that resonates with you and other women just like you. Until next time, stay curious.